Welcome to the Joyful Attorney Podcast, where licensed attorney and certified life coach, Laura Kelly, teaches you how to bring joy, harmony, and balance to your practice and your life.
Hello, colleagues, whenever or wherever you are, welcome to the Joyful Attorney Podcast. I'm your host, professional certified coach and practicing attorney, Laura Kelly. Today's episode is about the biggest mistake one can make in her personal and professional life, believing our assumptions. The human mind is a data processing organ, not a data storage organ. And just like computers use algorithms to process information, our brains use stereotypes and assumptions to quickly sort through and categorize the mounds of information that it receives. These methods of categorization are meant to allow us to process information quickly and efficiently. And these categorizations in and of themselves are not moral or immoral, right or wrong. It's just a process. The problem is that the machine we use to make these stereotypes and assumptions, our human mind, is not a machine at all. And our human mind is made up of millions of stories. These stories through which we understand the world are made up of our observations, experiences, and perceptions. And they are not true. Well, they're not the absolute truth. We know that eyewitness testimony is widely considered by lay people to be like DNA in terms of reliability. We may say, "I saw it with my own eyes," or "I know it when I see it." We believe what we see, which is often why some people cannot understand that what they see on the television is not necessarily true, despite the fact that we live in a time of Facetune, filter, and deep fakes. Yet research has demonstrated time and time again that eyewitness testimony is deeply flawed and inherently unreliable. And similarly, what we interpret and assume in our interactions with other humans is also inherently unreliable. But damn, isn't it a bit disconcerting that we exist in a web of lies? Okay, not lies, but I think it can be disorienting when we accept the fact that the way we perceive the world may not be an accurate reflection of reality at all. Especially for those of us who are know-it-alls. I'm definitely talking about myself. When we cling to our stories, assumptions, and stereotypes, it gives us a sense of being grounded. And with confirmation bias, it gives us a sense of being right. But at what cost? These assumptions can lead to a number of negative consequences, but the one I'm going to talk about today is negative emotional reactivity. This is when we make circumstances, including other people's actions, words, and behaviors, mean something that produces a negative emotional reaction in us. So first things first. Y'all, we are not enlightened beings. I am not an enlightened being. And probably if you're listening to my podcast, you aren't either. Instead, you merely have excellent taste and a desire for self-improvement. But if you are enlightened, please hit me up. I would love to have you on as a guest. So we are absolutely going to do the following things in our human interactions. We are going to interpret other people's behavior. We are going to make it mean something. And we are going to experience an emotional reaction. And remember, of course, that numbness is still an emotional reaction. The question becomes, can we hold on to these literal chain reactions lightly, with the knowledge that our interpretations and assumptions do not represent absolute truth? When I say hold it lightly, I mean, can we be aware of the thoughts and emotions that arise in the moment and get curious about it before our emotional response becomes an action. It's about getting space between the experience of the thought and the emotion. This means being resilient in the face of uncomfortable and perhaps even painful emotions that arise. Oftentimes, when we experience uncomfortable and especially painful emotions, we have well-worn patterns of behavior that lead us to either withdraw and avoid or lash out, either passively or actively. And the alternative is to neither avoid or lash out, but rather to hold the negative emotion lightly and with curiosity. It's helpful to ask ourselves, is there another way I could interpret this? Perhaps what would be my interpretation if I gave the other person the full benefit of the doubt? And of course, the best alternative is to communicate mindfully with the other person to ask questions that cultivate understanding. Simple questions asked with a curious tone, like, what do you mean by that? Or even something as simple as, say more. And look, at the end of the day, even after communicating with curiosity, the fact is that people will do or say things that we do not like. It is still our responsibility to respond rather than react. I often have to remind myself that nothing has to be a problem. It's just information. It's just data. And I decide what my response will be based on that data. But I respond after I acknowledge to myself that everything is impersonal, imperfect, and impermanent. And all my communication problems have disappeared just like that. Just kidding. This stuff is hard. We aren't going to get it right all the time. These patterns of behavior that we've been repeating for years, if not decades, take time and practice to reprogram. You just have to be willing to keep trying. And if you would like some additional practice, join me for a special webinar I'm offering on mindful communication for lawyers. You don't have to be a lawyer to join us, but if you are, this course has been approved for 1 hour of professionalism CLE in Florida, and I know my reporting deadline is coming up at the end of December. We will learn how to listen and express ourselves in a way that fosters better communication. And better communication is the key to connection. And better communication and connection will benefit you personally and professionally. This course is free for Joyful On Demand members and $27 for non-members. You can find more information in the show notes or at the Joyful Attorney website at www.thejoyfulattorney.com. Until next time, stay joyful and stay mindful.
Learn more about how you can work with Laura Kelly by going to thejoyfulattorney.com. Thank you for listening.